Thanks for joining us today for the Whistler Plumbing Podcast. I'm talking with James Whistler. James, how do we go about finding the right water softener for our home?
Well, softeners are installed to remove the calcium that is in the water. And that can be referenced as you have hard water, which means that there is a decent amount of calcium in the water. How you choose the right water softener, one of the first steps would be is what levels of calcium do you have in the water? Different areas, different wells, different subdivisions, all of that has different levels of calcium in the water. So having the water tested by a professional that knows how to size the water softener properly would definitely be a good start. The reason that the amount of calcium is important is because it is removing the calcium from the water and holding it in the softener until it regenerates or backwashes to then dump that hardness and calcium down the drain. So if you undersize your water softener, what you'll get is a very frequent regeneration or a very frequent backwash cycle, which uses water and it uses salt. If you can prevent from doing them less frequently than you need to, then it's obviously going to save water and it's going to save the resource of salt as well. Mm-hmm. One of the other things is that if you have chlorine in your water, we have a product that removes both hardness and chlorine. So jumping to a conclusion and just putting in a water softener and not addressing the other item that's in your water, typically with municipal water, is chlorine. And so if you can put one unit in that resolves both of those issues, it's definitely better and more efficient to do that. I would always encourage someone to speak to a professional that really knows water softening and water treatment equipment before you install a water softener in your home. There is differences between water softeners. A water softener is not a water softener. Most of the concept of how they work is the same. However, the brains of the water softener, which is the computers and the control on the water softener, can really either be very inefficient or they can be very efficient. And one of the things that really is impacted by an efficient water softener is the amount of salt that it will use. So I think anyone would be okay with carrying less salt, going and getting less salt, paying for less salt. So a water softener that has very smart technology about how to manage the regenerations and the backwash cycles, and then how much salt that it actually uses, that's a very efficient water softener. So pick one that is very efficient so that you can save money in the future.
Just out of curiosity, do you see homeowners that have tried to install these things themselves?
Yes, we do. And most often when we see that, they went to a hardware store or to a big box store and purchased a water softener, and they just don't have very much life in those units. And so it's just like anything else. You pay for what you get, and you know, they're not really throwaway appliances, in my opinion. You know, you should, you know, have something that's going to service you well for many years to come.
All right. So to find the right water softener for your home, reach out to the professionals at Whistler Plumbing. That number to call is 540-483-9382.